the Be Ninjas podcast, where you get an all-access pass to see what happens behind the closed doors of a fast-growing global bookkeeping and financial reporting business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Be Ninjas podcast. It may sound a little bit different this week, and you may have noticed that you can't hear an American accent, and Elizabeth isn't on the show with me today. I'm recording a solo episode. And Elizabeth actually doesn't work for Be Ninjas. She is part of the podcast company that we work with, and we've actually changed podcast providers, which means that Elizabeth is no longer going to be my co-host, and I'll be hosting the podcast myself and then bringing on other expert guests to come and share their expertise with all of you wonderful listeners. So it's a slight change in format and a bit of a shame because Elizabeth has been an amazing co-host, but we are also looking forward to working with our new podcast production company, and we're bringing some of the podcast production in-house as well. So what have I got for you today? And when I was thinking about what I should record as a solo episode, I was thinking back to different questions that I get asked from listeners and also questions that I get asked in my business role. And something that I'm often asked is what I'm working on day to day. So what is the day to day life, work life of a CEO look like? And I wasn't sure whether that would make an interesting podcast episode, but the question has come up enough that I thought I would describe some of the things I'm working on and why, and then also talk about what I think a CEO should be working on and where there might be room for improvement for me. So I've just reflected on the first 3 days of this week, and I thought I'd just run through a couple of things that are going on in my world and Be Ninjas, and talk about how they relate to the business and the overall strategy. So Monday morning, I was working on a couple of different presentations. Next week, I'm presenting on value propositions at a startup accelerator program on the Gold Coast, and then also presenting at a co-working space called Fishburners on an accounting-related topic. And I think it's really important as an entrepreneur, but just as a general business skill, to develop storytelling skills which help with writing and also with speaking. And so I take pretty much any speaking opportunity that I can get to practice and improve my skills. And then also these opportunities are a way of getting the Being Ninjas message out to other business owners, as well as giving back to the community. So in this case, it took me about 45 minutes to prepare the slide deck for Fishburners. And with the Startup Accelerator program, a tactic that I sometimes use, because it can take me a while to prepare slides, in this case I asked to use a Q&A format instead, and I'm fairly comfortable with Q&A now, and I've done a lot of podcast interviews. And so for me, knowing that I've got a really busy week next week, that was a time-saving trick for me, so that I can turn up without a lot of preparation. Being able to prepare the accounting slides in 45 minutes, that's a lot faster than I've previously been able to prepare presentations. But as an example, earlier this year when I was speaking at an event in Karratha, it probably took me 3 days to create the slides and practice and refine that presentation. But that was my first paid speaking gig, so I really did want to do a good job and was feeling quite a bit of pressure with that event. So next on my project list was looking at our website, and that's actually been a project that's been on hold for 6 months. So it was something that we started, and this is a website refresh. We were going to do a full rebuild, and now we're thinking more of a refresh. We actually still have the same website theme that we used when we first started the business, when we did our 7-day launch almost 3 years ago. So it really is time for a refresh. And so I don't actually build the website myself and won't be doing any development, but I reached back out to our copywriter and developer and to put together a project plan, and also did a little bit of work from my end about what I think the key areas for us to improve and what the overall strategy will be with that project. Monday is also our internal accounting day, and I've recorded a couple of podcast episodes with my thoughts on accounting, and one specifically, which is about how we do accounting within Bee Ninjas. And so that's the day where we do payroll and pay all of our suppliers, and that's where I have a look at what's going in the accounts. I was also in the office on Monday, and when I'm in the office, I do like to try and spend a bit of time with any team members that are there, and that's an opportunity for them to ask questions as well. So I spent a bit of time working with a team member on a couple of client-related problems. So that ended up, they were kind of the chunky projects for me on Monday. And in terms of how that ties in with the role of the CEO, ultimately I'd like to be out of running things like website projects. But for now, I think the business owner, or as a business owner, you have a really good understanding of your messaging and things like not necessarily being an expert copywriter, but what the underlying message is and the pain points that you're solving for customers. So until you've got a much bigger team or a marketing manager, you probably do need to be involved with things like that. And I do feel like presentations are high, that's a high value activity as well. That said, I have been creating opportunities for other people within the business to present too. So Michael from our team has presented at a couple of different co-working spaces in Sydney around accounting, and he's also presenting in Bali a couple of weeks. And then Wayne and Tom have also, again, from the Bee Ninjas team, UK and US, also starting to speak at events or record our webinars. And again, I think it's a great skill, regardless of whether you are a business owner or not, and also a great way of getting a message out to an audience. So Tuesday, I was working on event sponsorship with sponsors of DCBKK, Dynamite Circle Bangkok, the event there in October, and this is our third year of sponsoring. And I often get asked why we sponsor an event and what the return on investment is like, and is it worthwhile? And in answering that, I think in order to select an event to sponsor, first of all, you need to have a target market. So if you are marketers for dentists, then, and you've refined your niche, then it makes more sense, and you can go and find a conference that is for dentists and sponsor that, or run a workshop on marketing. Whereas if your business is selling to a broad customer base, then I think it becomes more difficult to do that. And so for us, sponsoring Dynamite, the Dynamite Circle event does make sense, because we love working with online entrepreneurs, and within that market segment, there's a lot of coaches, bloggers, software startup and e-commerce businesses who attend that event. And so it has been really worthwhile for us. Sponsoring an event is definitely not as hard as running an event, but there's still quite a few things we need to think about. So things like our marketing collateral, making sure that our pull-up signs are up to date, that we've got flyers, coupons. We also provide gifts. So we've previously given notebooks. Well, we've tried a couple of different gifts. We've given notebooks and pens to there's about 300 attendees. And the feedback that we've had is that the notebooks last longer, whereas pens can get lost. So we're going with notebooks again this year. We're also Michael and Wayne, who are attending the conference, are running a workshop. So they've been working on that. And for the first time, we're actually running a VIP client event. Well, I think about 20 of our clients are going to be at the event. And so we're going to host drinks to some of these clients we've never met face to face. So we're looking forward to hosting that event. Tuesday, I also spent a bit of time on LinkedIn. And that's something that I've been working on my profile for 3-4 years now. And I do try and interact with other people, but also write content there too, or write a snippet of content and then tie that back to something on the Bee Ninjas blog or Bee Ninjas podcast. And I suppose with our content strategy, we've been fairly disciplined at producing on a consistent schedule. So our podcast comes out weekly. Our blog, we've had periods where it's come out fortnightly and periods where it's come out monthly. Fortnightly or weekly. And we're actually changing that cadence again and going to monthly. And the reason for that is that I feel like we've done a good job of creating the content, and we've put a lot of effort into creating good content, but we've not really done as much with the distribution side of content. And so by reducing the cadence and producing the content monthly, then I think it'll give us an opportunity